Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Talking all things Penn State football here. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Greg Pickle with me here as well. We are starting the show. We'll be here for about an hour now with a little recruiting talk, and I wanted to touch on the idea of five-star players and their significance and their development and how necessary they are to really field a nationally elite class. Penn State will be in that market in 19-20, and I'm sure going ahead as well. We're going to continue our series looking at each position group on Penn State's roster. Defensive line will be the focus here. The subject with two retirements recently with Ryan Buchholz and Torrence Brown. We'll also continue our season makers series looking at breakout candidates, guys who can, if they develop and burst onto the scene, can really take Penn State to the next level. Wide receivers and tight ends will be the positions there. And we'll wrap up the show with another edition of Take a Stand, where Greg gets gift basketed a victory no matter what I say, no matter what I do, and me even referencing that, it's an automatic L. Automatic loss for me. Before we get started, I want to let you know we got a special announcement from GoPSURV.com. You know GoPSURV.com. They offer a full range of RV setups ready for a full weekend of great tailgating at their lot. It's the nearest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. There's a shuttle back and forth. But now available for every home game, there will be the special Keystone Sports RV. Greg Pickle and I will not be inside the RV as far as I know.
Not yet.
That is not in our contract yet. But included in the Keystone Sports RV will be great products. Products from 409 barbecue sauces, tailgate wine, Labatt Blue beer, even a catered barbecue meal from the 409 guys. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online, gopsurv.com. You can reserve your Keystone Sports RV today. Remember, gopsurv.com. That is awesome. I feel like I would want to get, like, I'm part of Keystone Sports, and I feel like I would want to get that RV.
Get the RV, buddy.
I'm going to see if I can get it for free.
There you go.
That's my goal and everything. That's what I'm seeking in life here. Let's talk some recruiting. I know that there's other stuff that's been a little bit more in the front burner as far as the current team goes, but I wanted to look at, you know, Penn State is in the mix right now, Greg, for Zach Harrison. He's a really talented, super talented defensive end from Ohio. He's on that, like, Micah Parsons level of freakish athlete in the 19 class. And I just wonder, just from your perspective, the dialogue that people have, and a lot of times it's people, fans from lesser programs who are trying to make themselves feel better, saying that they'd rather have three stars who work than a bunch of five stars. But really, you know, five stars drive the train. You know, I think you're always looking to build depth with your recruiting classes, but I think you need star caliber players. And more often than not, these are five stars in the recruiting process.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you just look at the history of the college football playoff participants and also the two teams that play in the final since that began, and also the champions of each year. And guess what, buddy? They're loaded with five stars. They are hot, mostly five stars and four stars, highly ranked recruits, highly ranked players. And at the end of the day, you don't need 18 five stars. And if you did, it would be almost impossible, because there's usually only about 18 of them each year, right. 20 at most. So, you need three or four of them, I think, a class, if you can do it, to be able to keep things moving forward, especially if you can do it at the key positions like linebacker or defensive tackle or quarterback. Or, you know, I mean, Saquon Barkley is the perfect example that, and while Georgia's made a killing on five-star running back recruits, you don't necessarily need a five-star running back recruit. But some positions that you look back at over the years, don't get me wrong, there's flops. And that does not pertain to just four-star and three-star guys. Some of the five-star guys burn out and flame out too. But more often than not, those guys at key positions of need, like linebacker, like defensive tackle, they usually answer the bell and live up to their expectations. So the more of those you get, the better. Penn State hasn't had a ton of them over the last 5 years, but the last 2 years in particular have been really good on that front.
And game records, you know, the defensive side of the ball, Micah Parsons is already looking like, and his career is taking shape. You know, enrolling in January was a big deal. It helped him get his feet wet. He got through the spring. And for somebody who hasn't had a lot of time time as a pure linebacker, that transition is key. And I think the one thing that is special about Micah Parsons, obviously a tremendous athlete, and you know, his recruiting process led a lot of people to doubt about where his head was at. And I think there's some parts of Micah that need to be reined in a little bit. But yeah, when it comes to like a pure football standpoint, he seems really, really hungry. You know, he's one of those rare five-star types who he plays like a three-star. You know, he plays like he's got a little chip on his shoulder, and that's the key to everything. I think there are some five-stars out there who have been taught and told so often how great they are that they come in with a little bit of a complex. They come in as a prima donna or whatever. There's some truth to that, but Penn State, to get the right five stars is key. If Brandon Smith, the linebacker in the 2019 class, ends up going down at the end as a five star, he's going to be the right five star too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that you look at what talent he brings to the table, and he's a guy that has really progressed nicely from the time we saw him at a Nike camp 2 years ago to now. I mean, he just has really filled out, but he hasn't lost his speed. He hits like a truck. You mentioned the word game wrecker earlier. He projects as that kind of guy. And for Penn State to continue to add talent at that position, you think of what they have in Parsons, Jesse Lucada, and then Brandon Smith coming along with, oh, by the way, Lance Dixon, who's one of those guys who's not a five-star but probably could be. I mean, this linebacker group is set for years to come. So you do that in a couple of classes. Don't get me wrong. The lifeblood of college football is recruiting. It's why Nick Saban is the happiest man on earth after his team wins a title. And then
this is the first time Nick Saban has ever been called the happiest man on earth.
Well, I mean, something to that effect. Maybe not the happiest.
Let's put it this way. I think he finds happiness in misery.
Yeah.
You know, to some extent, that's what coaching is.
Right.
It's finding happiness in misery.
Absolutely. And if you can't, you're probably not going to be successful. I mean, that's just probably the bottom line to it, fairly or unfairly, sadly or not. But yeah, I mean, there's a reason he's recruiting almost immediately following a national championship win, because he knows that, okay, great, this group of guys was so talented that it won a title, but if you don't keep searching for the next group of guys that are so talented they can win a title, then you're probably not going to have too many titles in your future. So, and guess who he's talking to after those games? I mean, he's talking to a lot of guys, and guess what? They're mostly 4- and 5-star recruits.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, talking Penn State recruiting. Looking at the idea of five stars, I want to get your thoughts on the formula of where five stars fit in when you're calculating national recruiting rankings. I wanted to remind you listeners one more time, Labatt Blue giving away a pair of tickets to every home game for Penn State this season. For your chance to win tickets to the Kent State game, you can visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will pull the winner on air, and we will continue to do so for every home game this year on the Keystone Kickoff Show. From Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light from Labatt Blue. Let me ask you about a lot of people are, and James Franklin would be the first to tell you how, you know, useless or whatever national recruiting rankings are, but it's hard to feel confident about your recruiting class if they are not in that top 15 conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of times you can defy the odds with them, and sometimes really, really good players and really good classes aren't in that top 15. But where do five stars factor in as far as your ability to be in that, in a top 10, maybe even that top 10, 5 class? Can you get there without any five stars at all?
Yeah, you can. I mean, Oregon's a good example of that this year. I mean, they have, at this moment in time, as we talk in the middle to late August, they have 20 recruits, 13 4-stars, 7 3-stars, and they're number 4 in the country. So, yeah, you can do it on bulk alone, but if you look at their point total, which is a formula that 247 Sports builds to sort of, weight 5-stars, 4-stars, 3-stars, etc. I mean, Georgia has 5 5-stars, and they're 30 points ahead of where Oregon's at. So, I mean, Alabama has 1, Texas has 1. You're not finding too many teams. Texas is another group without a 5-star commit, another team without a 5-star commit in that group of 10, but there's not too many of them. I mean, obviously, Penn State's one that's sitting at 15. As we talk, they have 1 5-star commit. So you're probably not going to find yourself in the top 15 Without a five-star recruit, unless you have a whole bunch of them. But then Michigan State's a good example. They have a five-star commit at this point, 16 total, and they sit outside of the top 20. They're at number 23 right now. They're five stars at a defensive or offensive lineman, rather, Devontae Dobbs, a Michigan kid, 6'4", 304, that committed in June. So it's not impossible to get into the top 15 without a five-star, but come like December and February when these kids are signing and things are sort of finalizing and everyone jumps up their class size to be around the same, somewhere between, you know, 18 and 25, then you'll really start to see it shake out where the five stars sort of jump. Where they go, those teams tend to rise towards the top.
Let me look ahead. Speaking of five stars and the 2020 class, you know, it's no secret that the 2019 class, Penn State is really kind of scratching and clawing to piece the class together from prospects from all over the place, a bunch of different states, a bunch of regions. The state of Pennsylvania is not it's not the best cycle for Pennsylvania. So in 2020, I think that dynamic changes a little bit, and there's some elite talent that Penn State is close to already. Two names I wanted to get your take on: Brian Bressy, who's the defensive end for Maryland, I think number one in the 247 rankings for the class of 2020. What are your thoughts on him and Penn State and whether that plays out? The last I think we heard from him was a top 15. So there's a long way to go.
Yeah, top 15, top 25, whatever it was. It was a lot of teams that will eventually be whittled down. So Brian Bressy, I mean, I thought it was incredibly notable that one of the leading recruiting insiders, if not the lead recruiting insider, Steve Wildfong of 247 Sports, projected that Bressy would eventually pick Penn State. Clearly, I mean, he had a really good Penn State trip this summer, and that has put the Lions very much in play. The one thing I'll say is that there's just such a long way to go here. But this is the first time I can ever remember that Penn State had two five-stars, and they were probably favored to land two five-stars in one recruiting cycle. You have Brian Bressy, the defensive end for Maryland. Then you have Julian Fleming, the five-star recruit from Southern Columbia that is, you know, among one of the most prolific wide receivers we've ever seen, I think, at the PIAA level. I mean, I know that, you know, there's questions about the competition he faces at Southern Columbia, but my goodness, you watch what he does and you see the stats and they're unbelievable. So they're favored to get two five-star recruits in one cycle, and they're right there in the thick of it for Mekel Sherman, the five-star linebacker from Washington, D.C. Don't get me wrong, there's a ton of kids or a ton of schools going on after that kid. Marshawn Lloyd's a five-star back from Maryland. Penn State's in play there. Chris Tyree's a five-star running back from Virginia, and they are in line to maybe land him as well. So if you want to talk about James Franklin being overrated, you know, guess what?
I didn't want to talk about that.
I didn't think you did, but you know, guess what? This is the trajectory he has put Penn State on, where we just listed five-star recruits, and said that Penn State is either a favorite for them or it very much in play to get them. When is the last time that happened? I'd be willing to bet almost never. That is the trajectory Penn State is on. It's going to be a fascinating 2020 recruiting cycle for the Lions.
The five stars could be coming. It's worth noting Steve Wilfong still seems to think Penn State is in good position with Zach Harrison too, so we will keep an eye on that. Hope to get Steve on the show sometime coming up the next few weeks. For now, we're moving on. We're looking to continue our series on the season preview, looking at the defensive line. That's coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.